Welcome to Polka Dot Z's Body Love Podcast, the podcast where we talk about all things health, fitness, and body positivity with your host, Chloe Pedley.
Hi, this is Chloe from Polka Dot Z, and I'm super excited today to be talking with Jess Mather from The Indulgent Life. Jess is a fitness and rehab specialist that works locally in Orlando and services the online community with nutritional consulting and customized online fitness coaching. She's on a mission to help people become empowered, stronger, and more resilient versions of themselves through weightlifting, sustainable nutrition, and by nurturing a positive relationship with themselves and their body. Hey, Jess, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. So you've got this online business. It's amazing. I have seen some of the incredible photos that you've put out of you doing your thing. Please tell me, how did you get started and what's your story?
So I got into fitness when I was around 15, and I think I did it more out of control. So it wasn't necessarily a healthy relationship with exercise. And I used to do a lot of cardio. Now I've moved more into weightlifting. So that started around when I was about 18. And I realized that weightlifting can be really, really empowering. And it just led into something really, really special. So when I was 18, I decided I want to be a personal trainer. And I kept putting it off. Like, I got certified about 6 or 7 years ago, and I kept putting it off. Like, people said, oh, personal training is going to be too hard, and you're not going to make any money, and right, like, all the excuses. So I was like, okay, yeah, you're right. So I went to college, and I got a degree in physical therapy assisting, which is great. It's a good compliment. But in 2014, at the end of that year, we were about to move to Florida, back across the country from Colorado, and I was like, you know what? I'm so done with excuses. So I said, I'm just going to do this. I made up the name Indulgent Fitness is my website name because I want people to learn how to love movement. Mm-hmm. And I started really slow. Like, people are always like those overnight success stories, you know, or it's like you launch this great website and you have cool photo shoots, right? It's not really like that at all. It's like this long struggle, and it's so hard. But I just started slow. I started with the blog. I love writing, and it just sort of snowballed. And I mean, I've grown so much in the past year with my business. It's incredible. It's one of the best experiences that I've had.
And it looks like so much fun. You've got pictures of you at the beach with your kettlebells out in the field. There's some really funny videos of you being just over it and tired. And I think the thing that I love the most is that you're so damn real. And it's relatable.
So yeah, it's hard on the fitness industry because we're shown like all these like posed bodies and like they're hard and ripped. And yeah, I was super lean at one point and I was really unhealthy. You know what I mean? And not necessarily that every lean person is really unhealthy, but that was my situation with it. You know what I mean? Like, fitness isn't one thing. So I kind of take a spin on it.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's quite rife in the industry as well, and a mindset that a lot of personal trainers take on, that in order to attract clients, they have to appear a certain way, they have to eat a certain way, they have to look a certain way, when in actual fact, it's not necessarily the healthiest thing for them. Or their clients, for that matter, and just the act of keeping up appearances spreads a negative body image message anyway. So,
Right. Amazing. Agreed.
What would you do if you could change the world? Like, what are they going to write on in your eulogy?
Well, the first one that came to mind was, I wish I could help people listen to each other more. And I listened to this TED Talk the other day, and they were talking about how listening is so underappreciated, that we don't listen to each other's needs, and we just attack and bark at each other, and we're not really a community as much anymore. Mm-hmm. Especially, we talked about politics briefly before, especially with that sort of energy, everybody is just, there's so much disconnect, you know what I mean? And that's why I love doing the Skype thing and doing the podcast, because the talking, that's better communication than just this back and forth online, and people can get really hissy, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's just tearing us apart, and it's making us resentful, and it's not helping us as a whole entire world. So that was my first thing. If we could change the world, just freaking listen to each other. Something about, like, when am I going to say my piece? Like, da-da-da, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of fitness and what I would want to do with my business and my mission, is help people become stronger, fitter, and more empowered. So I mentioned briefly how exercise to me is more than just exercise. It's transformed something much more that's, it's like, I can't even explain it. I wish I could just, like, put it in a little pill and give it to people. It's this really strong inner empowerment that you get. And it helps us build a lot of valuable qualities even as an individual. So I think of it as, like, when we dominate something in the gym, you know, like a heavy kettlebell or barbell, you know, we complete an exercise that's really super difficult. We finally do it. We're so proud of ourselves. You know what I mean? We're confident in our bodies. We're in tune with what we're doing. Our technical term is kinesthetic awareness, where our body is in space. We stand up straighter. We feel more resilient. It's just we're so proud of our capabilities and what our body can do. Yes, and I wish I could give that to people, because people see exercise as just a tool to help them look a certain way. You know what I mean? Like, they're miserable, they feel fat in their clothes, like, they hate themselves, so they do exercise as a tool to look better. But it's so much deeper than that.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I wish I could give people that, but it's so hard for them to realize until they make it a process. You know what I mean? It's a process.
And it doesn't happen right away. Like, I mean...
No.
Usually you start really sucky.
Yes.
And, I mean...
Yes, and it really sucks.
It does. And exercise, sometimes to begin with, is an absolute chore. So
yep.
What would you... At what point do you think people sort of break through that, you know, that magical barrier where they do the first heavy lift or they run the first mile or, you know, at what point does that actually happen, do you find, with your clients?
I think what helps a lot is having them on a structured program where they can see objectively where they're improving. So a lot of the time, people go to the gym and they don't really have a set thing that they're doing, right? And which is fine for some people, but they never see exactly where they're progressing. Mm-hmm. Versus with my clients, I track everything that they do, you know, because you might not feel like, oh, like, I didn't do that well in my workout. I didn't hit all the reps that I wanted to or whatever. It's like, well, wait a minute. You were only doing X amount of reps last week. You know what I mean? Like, holy cow, you're already stronger in just 5 days.
Which is
so just awesome. So awesome. So if you keep consistently nurturing those positive successes, then it keeps you rolling. Versus, I think a lot of people with the extremes, like, CrossFit and things like that. Not like I'm against CrossFit. CrossFit got me started in weightlifting. Mm-hmm. But for some people, it can just be so intense, and, you know, they go to a CrossFit class and they get, you know, worn down. They feel like they're, like, dead by the end of the class, and it's just they keep doing that over and over again, thinking, oh, it's a way to be fit or whatever. Every time they go, they're miserable, you know what I mean? Or it's not working for them.
No, and I mean, I'm of the huge belief personally that if you're going to work out and if you're going to do something that's going to make you sweat and potentially hurt the next day, you might as well have fun doing it, right?
That's true.
And then the ache the next day and, like, your muscle soreness is a good ache. It's not like, oh, my God, what have I done?
Yes, it's like a... I don't know, and I don't necessarily use soreness as an indication of a good workout, but sometimes it is. It's like, wow, my body, to me, I think my body really did something for me. You know what I mean? Like, I took an 8-hour kettlebell course a couple weekends ago, and it was the most I've worked out. It was so hard. It was through Strong First, which is a really, really good organization. And I hadn't worked out that hard in maybe 2 years, because I went through a lot of problems with adrenal fatigue and hypothyroidism and all these sorts of health issues that I got from extreme exercise. And it was that day that I was so grateful for my body's ability because it got me through 8 hours of training.
Which is insane. That's awesome.
I was so sore. And I was sore for like a good week, but I was like so happy. I remember when I got home that night and I was laying in my bed and I was just like, I kept saying, oh my God, I'm so sore. Like it was like such a pleasurable thing to be sore. I was like, thank you, body. Like, and my body was like, oh, you gave me what I wanted. I wanted to exercise like that. So that was a cool experience for me.
It sounds like it. Oh, I'm sitting here just like remembering sore butts, sore legs after a leg day at the gym, and I'm like, oh, okay.
See, I didn't know it was going to be 8 hours of like, it wasn't necessarily working out, but like you're working on certain kettlebell moves, so it was.
So you're using muscles you haven't used in a while, yeah.
It was crazy. My whole body was sore. I was like, well, like my feet. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, that's wicked. So, I guess, you know, we all set out with a mission, right? And sometimes that evolves over time. And, I mean, it sounds like you found your groove and you know what you want to achieve. And whatever path that takes is where you're headed. But for today, what message would you like to leave with the people who are listening in?
Well, I thought this would be appropriate since you are more about body love, positive self-image. So a lot of time people think that if they reach a certain weight that they're going to be really happy with themselves all of a sudden, right? It's like this magical way. Oh, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to feel so good about myself.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that's going to be true, you might be disappointed. And that's why I'm really crabby about like these quick fix fat loss gimmicks.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't like them. I think they're, I don't know. I don't want to go on a rant about that, but, they're not healthy and they're not sustainable and they don't teach you how to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I say the most crucial part of making exercise more of a life journey and fostering that self-love is the entire journey, and it's the experience and the struggle and then overcoming that struggle. Like I mentioned with like the barbell and the kettlebell, when you're empowering something stronger than yourself physically, you feel more empowered internally. You're like, wow, I just did that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it builds this inner strength, inner love. And that's why it's like if you really want to change your mind and body, you have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm.
You can't just expect a quick fix thing to suddenly like magically have you lose 20 pounds and then you're going to be so happy with yourself and you're going to feel so sexy. There's just so much more that's deeper than that. You know what I mean? It's like the juicy stuff happens when you're uncomfortable and you're challenged and it takes discipline. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But that's where good stuff comes from. And that's why I love coaching people through that, because a lot of the time we do need the support from somebody else because it can be really hard.
Especially,
you're overcoming things you've never overcame before.
And there's the dark mornings and there's the rain and there's the cold, mm-hmm. and there's the days where you're just like, you know what? I cannot be bothered getting out of bed. And sometimes that's okay. Like it totally is, but yeah, nothing good necessarily comes easily. So
exactly.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep. And as they say, you know, I just remember this diagram and it's like this circle and it says comfort zone. And then there's a little dot outside of that circle and it says, it's pointing to the dot and it says, this is where the magic happens.
Absolutely. So yeah. Outside your comfort zone.
It's like, exactly. That's where the magic happens, is outside your comfort zone. You have to push a little. That doesn't mean grinding and grinding, pounding yourself into the ground 5-6 days a week with exercise. It just means, you know, making the right choices.
And this is how you get better. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like pushing yourself out just a little bit to get those positive successes. Keep rolling with those. It builds something really, really cool.
That's awesome. All right, Jess, could you please share your Facebook links and your website address so that people can get in touch with you if they want to? That would be amazing, please.
My website itself is indulgentfitness.com. The Facebook group is called, I think it's facebook.com/group/indulgentlife. So Indulgent Life is a little more encompassing rather than just the fitness and nutrition, although I talk about it a lot because it's literally always on my mind because I live it. But I try to put a lot of other things in there, like positive body image things and just life stuff. I'm also on Instagram. It's instagram.com/indulgentfitness.
And that's where the really cool photos are as well. So. And they are. They're awesome.
A lot of them are my dog. Sorry. I'm like slightly guilty when I put him on there. I'm like, people don't care about Guapo, but he's so cute.
That's okay. Guapo's awesome.
And also I have free gifts on my website. So one of them is Eat More, Lose More ebook series, because what I notice is a lot of women, especially when we have bad self-image, we want to diet, and we're stuck in this chronic pattern of dieting. We never get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is we start to under-eat chronically for a long period of time, and that's what I did. I didn't actually realize it at the time. I thought I was eating enough, and I wasn't. So when we get in that pattern, it can cause us a lot of fatigue. We plateau in our goals. I got all sorts of hormonal problems from it, in addition to other things. But that was a huge factor that I was under eating for a long period of time, especially carbohydrates. So I created this ebook series, totally free, that can help establish what you should be eating at, what kind of foods are best for you, and how to still enjoy foods that you really love.
So, and that's not the thing, like, life's not worth living if you're starving yourself. It's just not, so.
Fuel for activity.
Absolutely. Because you got to get this body all the way, so. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me today. I absolutely appreciate it. It's really great to connect, and as you say, it's really great to actually hear a voice at the other end of the phone line.
Yes.
I strongly encourage anyone who's listening in to check out Jess's groups and check out her website. The ebook series is actually pretty fantastic. And I am super stoked if you've taken the time to listen in today. So, thanks. This is Chloe from Polkadotsy, polkadotsy.com. We're all about body love. And, yeah, get out there and dance and sweat and have an amazing day.